The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we love radio history, ladies and gentlemen. 550K Fire has made some radio history. Predates the FCC, right? So there's a little bit of radio history in the heritage of our
partnership. Oh, my God, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
holy
yeah,
cow.
Exactly, yeah. There's a KCJB in Minot at 9:10 a.m. There's a lot of radio history there. There's a KLTC in Dickinson at 1460 on the dial. There's AM 1100, the flag. That'd be the baby out of the radio history. We weren't born until 2008, Todd. Think of that. K-Fire in what, 1922?
25.
All right, 1925.
Christmas night, 25.
Christmas night, 1925. Think of that. And but AM 1100, the flag, and about 2008, and then KTGO. I think I have to ask Dave Gutormson, the owner up there, but I think that was an 80s deal that was lit up there in the oil patch. So, K-Fire's a lot of radio history. And you know what we're doing today? We're making radio history again. We did the K-Fire Tractor Trek, where I popped the headphones on and did the show with you. And now I'm aboard a Bison bus. And we left Hoople, North Dakota, up there in Potato Country at about, 7:45 this morning. And thanks to some good folks, Roger and Charlie Hall and TJ and Taylor and Jackson Hall and Neil and Ryan Burnoff and Blake and Bart and Sophie, Emily and Alex Swanson, they were all kind enough to let us board the bus here and head to Ames, Iowa for the big game between the NDSU Bison and the Iowa State Cyclones. And we're going to be broadcasting tomorrow from there. You'll be listening on 550K Fire as well as our flag family stations and covering the works. It is an Are You Kidding Me Friday, so we want to hear what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email's welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We cannot get to Ames, Iowa without the Halls and the Burnoffs and the Swensons today, but also our good friends from PetroServe USA who fuel us up whenever we leave town. Want to thank them. The Go Bison Roadshow is dusted off. We were in Frisco with it, and we're heading to Ames with it. We're also brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Choice Financial. By the way, they're now in Dickinson, they're now in Bismarck, they're heading west, Choice Financial, but it started up there in Potato Country, so we thank our good friends from Choice Financial. South Park Lounge and Teddy Residential Suites in Watford City, also one of our sponsors, Best Ribs in the West, Watford City, and now Newtown as well. You got to check that out. And also our friends from Hedalls have made this possible as well. Thank Dick Hedall and his team and the family. There's, of course, great auto parts all throughout the great state of North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota as well. So thank them for making this special broadcast today possible. So we do Are You Kidding Me on Friday, right, Todd?
Yes, sir.
And I guess this guy down in Iowa that's on WHO-TV does something called What's Bugging Andy. The guy's name is Andy. Andy is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, because ahead of this game between NDSU, where NDSU would fairly be the underdog against Iowa State, okay? This guy rips North Dakota like you can't believe, and I think we need to respond in kind. So I'm going to ask the indulgence of our audience to listen to a voice you've not heard before. This was on WHO-TV this week, talking about this matchup between the NDSU Bison and the Cyclones. Listen to this, and then tell me if you agree with me. Number one, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And number two, what's on your mind after you hear this? Roll it, Todd.
To find out what's bugging Andy. All right, Keith, with the college football season almost upon us, it is time to get real. Time to get real honest about these week one opponents that our teams are facing. Now, the polite thing to do is to be all nice and build them up by saying things like, any team can win on any given day, but come on. That's a load of crap and you know it. North Dakota State has no business even playing Iowa State. That's an FCF school, otherwise known as Division I AA, as in A, a team that nobody cares about. Iowa State scheduled this game to get an easy win, and so the businesses of Ames and Des Moines could have a field day taking all the Bison fans' money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They travel well. You're impressed by that, though? They live in North Dakota. Of course they're going to be eager to hit the road. The last time they played in Ames, 500 of them couldn't bear the thought of going home, so they sneaked out during the fourth quarter and defected. They lived in a refugee camp behind Stevens Auditorium until the Ames mayor granted them political asylum. And can you blame them? Iowa is known as the land of opportunity. North Dakota is known as the colder of the two Dakotas. It's known for being just a hop, skip, and a jump away from a two-hour flight to Winnipeg. Their fans have to love the idea of taking a drive down here, see some real sights. You ever been to North Dakota? The landscape is a joke. You can stand on a soapbox and see Montana. Iowa, on the other hand, it's gorgeous. Here's how ridiculous this comparison is. The tallest building in Iowa is the principal building in Des Moines. The tallest building in North Dakota isn't even a building. It's the Antelope Valley Power Plant in some buffalo chip town called Beulah, North Dakota. No kidding. You can't make it up. We're better than them on every front. Art? They've got Tommy, the world's tallest turtle. Iowa has the renowned Papa John Sculpture Park and its amazing collection featuring the smiling turd people. North Dakota? Give me a break. Well, they can frack, all right? I'll give them that. They can frickin' frack. Other than that, though, it's the most forgettable state in the whole country. Some half-assed offshore gambling site had North Dakota State favored in this game, but that's just to get some people suckered into picking the Bison to win. It doesn't matter that they beat Kansas State last season. So did the Cyclones in men's and women's basketball. This is your classic week one David and Goliath matchup where one team gets a win and the other gets paid. It doesn't matter that North Dakota State is a national champion. That's FCS. Iowa State hasn't lost to an FCS team in months and months. North Dakota, that makes me laugh. Known for what? Missile silos? Well, they're going to need a missile next weekend in Ames. It's time to tell it like it is. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
I don't think you gave North Dakota credit, though, for the movie Fargo. I mean, that...
Yes, that's right. Fargo did look great in the movie. Nice and snowy. And
murderers.
Axe murderers and wood chipper murderers.
People being thrown into a wood chipper to dispose of the body.
Yeah, people being hired to kidnap wives. Yeah, right. I underrated it.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? I don't even know where to begin to respond to that, so I'm going to leave it to our audience.
I didn't realize Iowa was full of mountains and stuff. We have far more beautiful terrain than Iowa.
Well, and Iowa, the land of opportunity? I mean, do they get a newspaper in Iowa?
How much money do they have in their bank?
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, do they watch the evening news? Do they have TVs in Iowa?
How many jobs are available? What's their unemployment rate? How many jobs are available? Don't even start me. There's such a huge list.
I don't even want to go there, but what I do want is our audience to respond to that, because, first of all, we ought to kiss this guy in the lips, because I think he's motivated the Bison to go in there and show him, you know, how to win a football game. So I hope that's, you know, Chris Kleiman's using that in the locker room tomorrow, because I've never been more insulted in my life.
We need to have Andy on the show Tuesday when we get back.
Good idea. Let's get the guy in the radio. Great idea. By the way, if you want to respond to that, here's what you do. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I honestly don't know where to begin, but it needs to be responded to, no question about it. By the way, we are just about leaving Grand Forks. The Big Sioux Truck Stop. Did you hear the groan from the people on the bus here? The Big Sioux truck stop. We're leaving the Big Sioux truck stop. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, and I don't know what the deal is, but you pull in a bus like this with Bison logos on the side, and people give you this kind of funny wave with only one finger. I haven't figured that out either. So it's kind of dangerous in Grand Forks to be in a Bison bus. But anyway, we're heading south. We'll be at Valley Imports in Fargo for the next stop in about an hour. So come on by and see the bus. And we're gonna meet up with some of our friends from Harley Davidson of Fargo down there, and they're gonna show us some sweet rides, Todd. You know. It's football weather out there, and I hear the Bison rumbling. It's going to be a great time, and I've been thinking about a different kind of rumble, the sweet sound of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. And the Harley-Davidson of Fargo, one of the first stops in the country for the Harley-Davidson National Demo Fleet, which is huge for North Dakota, and a nice hat tip to the new owners of the Harley dealership down in Fargo. Anyway, the National Demo Fleet brings the new 2015 motorcycles to Harley of Fargo, and it's next Friday and Saturday during their open house and demo days. And you can demo any of the 2015 models, and there's free lunch, and zero down, plus get a little of this 0.99% financing. It's an event that ranks right up there with, NDSU Bison. Wow. So I think the only thing better would be listening while riding a new 2015 Road Glide, which you can do on 710 tomorrow. So, and I'm not just sure people can't. I don't know. That's awesomeness is what that is. That's pure awesomeness. More coming up from the road. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get MeatTaffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The hour, just a little south of Grand Forks on the Go Bison PetroServe USA Roadshow. We're going to fill up at PetroServe USA right at I-29 and Main Avenue in Fargo. Head over to Valley Imports and pick up Steve Hallstrom, who's a longtime reporter covering the Bison, and does a show for us called Steve Sports Saturday on our AM 1100 show. So Steve just bought a new vehicle at Valley Imports, so we're going to pick that up, and he's going to follow the bus, and we're going to head down. So anyway, we're looking forward to it, and want to get your response to old Andy from Iowa, Blaine and Minot, listening on KCJB. You're first to go. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Minot, in a surrounding area, and I was pretty offended by all that. But, you know, I've been through Iowa. I'm a truck driver. I've been through Iowa many times. I don't speak Iowegian, but I do know what Iowa stands for, and that would be idiots out wandering around.
Yes! All right.
Yeah.
All right. There
that's
we go. Idiots out wandering around. We're going to use that a lot, Blaine. Thank you. And you'd know. Yeah. You drive trucks through there. So good. Rocky in Valley City listening on AM 1100 The Flag. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rocky.
Scott, are you kidding me? Iowa? Talking bad about North Dakota? Oh, my gosh. I mean, the only reason I've been to Missouri is so I can drive all the way around that state. You see all the wind turbines. You got the wind turbines up just to try to aerate the place and fumigate it from all the hog farms and the feedlots. Oh my gosh! And as far as talking about football, they have to tee off on Division III teams just to get a 500 record. When's the last time Iowa State or University of Iowa won a conference or a national championship? I think somewhere back, probably in the Wilson administration.
You're on a roll, Rocky. I love it. Thanks. A lot of good common sense in Valley City. Let's go to Steele County and Lance listing on AM 1100. You're on.
Yeah,
what's
also
on your mind?
I'm also a truck driver. Good morning, guys. Iowa, where they have a four-way stop about every 9 miles if you're on two-lane highway. About the time you get rolling up and making a little bit of time, another four-way stop. Get rolling again, making a little bit of time, four-way stop. And also, Iowa takes the prize for distracted driving. Last time I was there, summer of 06, I looked down in a minivan beside me. A guy had an easel or whatever you want to call it on the dash of his minivan, and he was painting something.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding
me. Whether or not that was for shock value, because he knew truckers would look down and see that, or what. But, yeah, he had it propped up on the dash, and he had a roll of paint, and he was painting something.
You can't make that up. I love it. Lance, thanks for the call. Lance in Steele County, appreciate it. Wade and Mandan listening on the Mothership 550K Fire. Are you kidding me, Wade?
Yeah. Iowa is still living in a field of dreams. We're living in the reality of success.
That's very good. That's right. Was Field of Dreams, was that still, that was set down there, wasn't it? That was
an Iowa deal.
That was
shot in Iowa, yep. So they're still living in that Field of Dreams.
Yeah, it was a great movie, but other than that, I don't like much about Iowa. And can you believe that rant from that idiot? I mean, what in the world? What planet is the guy on? I mean, for one, you know, his line about fracking. I'll give him fracking. They're able to do fracking. But, I mean, has he seen an economic stat? Is he?
I was going to say, when you're successful, everybody's going to come after you in any way they can.
Yeah, appreciate it.
How many people are going to Iowa looking for that job? They're coming to North Dakota, not Iowa. They're escaping Iowa.
I like the line about stepping on the soapbox so we can see Montana. There was a couple creative lines in there, but I didn't care for the trash talk on the football at all.
And you know what? If you never get outside, say Fargo, Moorhead a little bit, then maybe you don't realize by the time you get toward Montana, there is a more rolling landscape. You're going to need a little bit of a bigger soapbox. You're going to have to stand on that frack tower to be seeing Montana at that point. Give me a break.
We're rolling south today on the PetroServe USA Go Bison Roadshow, and that's courtesy of our friends, the Swansons, the Halls, and the Burnoffs. And Blake Swanson is here. Hopped the bus in Grafton, and we picked up. Who did we pick up in Grand Forks, Blake?
We Tom Campbell.
Is that why we stopped at the 6-2?
We just stopped there to grab a coffee, I believe.
Oh, okay. It was coffee break.
Yeah.
You guys have got this down to a science.
Yeah. Oh, we got to figure it out.
Heck of a deal. And this is the way to go to Bison games, isn't it?
This is just about as fun as the game itself.
Yeah.
This is this. We have a fabulous group.
How long you been going to? How long you been going to? What's Roger telling us there? They're interrupting us.
Oh, we picked up Ryan Bernhoff. That's what we...
Oh, okay. Yeah, one of the Bernhoffs we got. And,
yeah, short attention span.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the way to go to a football game. And what do you do when you tailgate? A different food every time? Or tell us about your secret sauce on the tailgating.
You know, I'll have to give the credit to the Halls. TJ Hall and Neil Bernhoff and Ryan Bernhoff and Roger Hall. They get all that taken care of. And Bart, the Swansons just kind of tag along and... We participate in other ways.
That's fun. Well, you got Bart and Sophie and Emily and Alex along, right?
Yep.
Those would be your nephews and nieces, or?
Yes.
Yeah, heck of a deal.
It's great to have them, you know, starting to watch Bison football.
And you brought a Bison fan along. I mean, a Sioux fan along. You allowed a Sioux fan in the bus.
We'd like to give them a flavor of this. I mean,
is that how it is?
They haven't had a flavor of this. We'll give them hockey, but...
A little taste, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having us, and this is a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
All the way to Ames, Iowa, with the Halls and the Bernhoffs and the Swansons aboard the bus. And as I say, we're heading I-29 south right now, so it's great fun. By the way, it's kind of fun because these are good farmers, and I'm getting a great education on this year's crop. And we've been talking a little bit about Apache sprayers, too. Our good friends at High Plains Apache, of course, have one focus, and that's sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise along with customer satisfaction. We've got a number of used pull-type sprayers right now on hand. They want to move them on out, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, 90-foot booms. They also have a few used Apache sprayers. You can take a look at them on their website, highplainsapache.com. And now with that ET Ag Center, it's your source to access 50,000 of the most popular name brand parts in the application industry. So stop in High Plains Apaches across from Bonanza in Mandan. And you can also see them in Frontier down south of Fargo as well. Fine sponsors of ours here on the program. And our roadshow today, the Bison Go Bison Roadshow, PetroServe USA Roadshow, brought to you in part by our friends at Choice Financial. You know, they rank number one top-performing community bank by SNL Financial. That's huge. They're North Dakota's number one ag lender, 45th in the whole country by the ABA's top 100 farm lenders, ranked by dollar volume, named to the Independent Community Bankers of America Best of the Best list, number three of the 25 nationwide in their asset category, and a Community Service Award as well in recognition of their Go Hawaiian for Hospice event. And, of course, Brian Johnson, who's the CEO, named a rising star in banking by Northwestern Financial Review. There's just a lot of great leadership at Choice Financial. And, by the way, a lot of that leadership comes where we just started, Hoople and Grafton and up north as well. And now they're spreading everywhere. They're in Bismarck. They're in Dickinson. Choice Financial, one of our sponsors. We thank them for being a part of this special broadcast as we head to Ames, Iowa today. All right, we're going to chat with Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner. We're going to talk about the beet harvest with Dave Crystal of America Crystal later on, and I need more responses. I need more Iowa jokes before we get to Iowa.
Those squawk eyes.
Exactly. 800-228-0550 to talk to your ag commissioner next on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When is the last time you heard about a lake home being reduced in price by 35%, much less than one of Minnesota's premier lakes, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Folks, it's happening right now. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Click on condo sales. Find out about 2- and 3-bedroom, lakeside, lakeview, and classic condos for as little as $150,000. Buy now. The price is right. And own a piece of Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Walker, Minnesota. Find out more at ChaseOnTheLake.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Asking. I just lined up a nice pheasant hunting weekend with Kelly Armstrong out in it falls in the air, right? I mean, I'm looking at the crops. I saw lots of folks out in combines up in Grafton and Hoopole area last couple of days, and I'm starting to see the calendar flip into September, and I'm starting to think about pheasant hunting. So it's time. So shout out to Kelly Armstrong. My son and I are going to go hunt with Kelly, and looking forward to that in God's country around Dickinson, where we will be with our What's in Your Town tour, by the way, September 9th. Had a great time in Grafton. Thanks to Marvin Windows and the Cloverdale folks, as well as Arvik, for bringing us in the What's on Your Town tour in Grafton yesterday. And we hopped on the bus at Hoople, and we're with the Swansons, the Burnoffs, and the Halls, and we're heading for Ames, Iowa for a great weekend of football. And really looking forward to all the fun. We'll have live broadcast all weekend from down there, so we're looking forward to that. Doug Going, the Ag Commissioner, is going to join me in just a moment. Look forward to catching up with Doug. First, we're going to go to Iowa. I'm a little bit worried because this caller's from Iowa, and you know, that 550 signal covers five states. So we've been doing some trash talking in Iowa, responding to this guy on WHO, but my understanding is Glenn from Iowa wants to respond. Glenn, what's on your mind?
Scott Penn, this is Glenn Olson, your old radio buddy. Remember the old days, huh? The original Glenn Olson.
I should probably mention I have a little Iowa history because Glenn and my dad were partners. Glenn's an Oaks, North Dakota native, but my dad and Glenn were partners in a radio station in Clarinda, Iowa. So did you hear us trash talk in Iowa, Glenn?
Well, I haven't down here. I was always in Pipestone, and Valley City was our stamping grounds. And then now, of course, I've been in Webster City, Iowa forever. And I've got to be careful of this. I've had all six of my children graduate from Iowa State. I have their siblings and all of them. I have a total of like 26 of some related immediate family members graduated from Iowa State. So it's going to be pretty damn tough to yell for my own home state.
Well, are you coming to the game? I actually was thinking about calling you to see if you were going to head from Webb City to Iowa State.
I sure am. My brother-in-law from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Kenny Kane, called me and said he was listening to you, and we talked about you. I was just up there this past week. Devil's Lake and over to Minot. And, oh, just enjoyed seeing North Dakota and all. I flew in from here. And so, yes, I'm going to be at the game. You bet. Haven't missed the game. I was one of the founders on the original stadium that they built. So where are you going to be at the game?
Well, we'll be tailgating. You won't be able to miss the Bison buses, that's for sure. So come, I tell you what, I'm gonna get your cell phone off air, Glenn, so we can hook up down there because I'd love to see you. I actually thought I was at Mike Layton's house in Grafton last night, Al Layton's oldest son, and we were talking about you. So your ears must have been burning. So just hang on, and we'll have Shane get your number off the air, okay?
That's the deal. I'll see you tomorrow, and you guys are sure welcome. Tough about being beaten so bad, but we were happy to have you down here anyway.
Well, we'll just see. We'll just see how that comes out.
Yeah, we're sorry we beat you so bad, but
exactly.
We'll have to get
a little friendly radio wager going, Glenn. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a deal. Yeah. Well, I watch your career, Scott. Love you, and well, get going with you here. So yeah, we'll hook up tomorrow. I got a whole sack of bologna to give you, so we'll have a
yeah,
good
that's
night.
All anybody in Iowa has to give anybody in North Dakota
there's
is a bunch
there's
of bologna.
There's a lot of bologna in Iowa. Yeah, I was thinking we could do some spuds. We could do some spuds if he wants to do bologna, if that's what they're known for in Iowa. I was thinking corn, but we do bigger corn than they do in Iowa, so I don't know what they have.
Yeah.
But anyway,
bologna, I guess. You know,
I know one guy that can referee this fight, and it's the Ag Commissioner of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Goring, who joins us on What's on Your Mind. Doug, how you doing?
This morning, Scott.
Now I can hear you. I didn't. I think Shane Snurdly was talking to Glenn there. So how you doing, Doug?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Out visiting with farmers this morning and talking about some of the crop conditions, some of the issues out here. A lot going on across the state. People ready to get back into the field. It's been raining for a while, and it's created a lot of anxiety.
I want to talk a little bit about this growing season and how what you're hearing for sure. But first, referee this fight for me. Who do you like in this game this weekend between the Bison and Iowa State?
Well, you know where I'm going to have to lean. My loyalties go to the Bison. NDSU, go Bison.
Do they do anything decent in Iowa? What do they? I mean, you know, you're an ag guy. What do they? What do they grow down there? This guy just said bologna, so I guess they got that going. They got a bunch of pigs. But what else?
Well, you know, they do a really good job growing corn and soybeans. I do have to say that. They got some tremendous soybean crops down there, and they do a really good job at growing corn. And they get a lot of hogs down there, good swine industry. Beyond that, hey, North Dakota, we got a lot of diversity. We produce well over 50 different commodities, and my good friend, the Secretary of Ag down there in Iowa, is always telling me how well they do when it comes to corn and soybeans, but we got them beat in all the other areas.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, I know that I know they used to be known as a big corn state, but you know, this genome center that right now is up for corn country is between North Dakota and Illinois. So,
yeah.
You know, I was not even in the mix on that deal. I know the North Dakota Corn Growers Association are working hard on that, and all you and Governor Dalrymple and Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer were part of a quite an effort to woo those folks to come to North Dakota. So I'm thinking Iowa might even be out of the corn game these days, Doug. I don't know.
Well, part of this genomic center is the fact that we can bring so much to the table with respect to research, just our location in general. But you think about North Dakota, we got this absolutely fantastic, nationally renowned facility up in North Dakota and NDSU. We have the researchers. We have this diverse mix of commodities. So there's a lot of resources to tap into to really help with this. The other thing is people tend to forget about the fact that we have two major interstate systems that meet there in Fargo. Plus, we have Hector Airport right out there that we can access. We have a workforce, a highly skilled, educated workforce that can work in this genomics lab and center. With all the testing, the facilities that are needed, they're going to hook up with the ARS station, USDA. So between ARS, between NDSU, between our Research Extension Center, and Extension in general, plus the Department of Agriculture and great fine staff to work and help and promote. Plus you have those commodity groups out there that have stood behind this really strongly and supported it. We have the ability to move this thing forward. We put on a great presentation. I heard that they are very impressed. Yes, Illinois has some resources, but North Dakota brings a lot to the table.
It's going to be a great deal. So tell me what you're hearing. Where are you at today? You said you're out talking with growers. What you're surveying today, and what are you hearing?
Well, we're in central North Dakota, and actually I've been visiting with some producers from around the area and from Leeds and Devil's Lake area, northern North Dakota, getting a sense and feel for where the crop's at, what some of the quality issues. We're really seeing a lot of the crop in North Dakota that has taken down in the last 2 weeks just simply because of the heavy rains. A lot of it breaking down for barley that is now below your knee. It's broke over, and tremendous yield still coming in, but a lot being left out there. We're seeing sprout damage. Bomb is all over the board on some of the spring wheat coming off and some of the winter wheat. There's questions, there's concerns, and you know, getting a sense and an idea where things are at is part of really trying to ascertain what kind of things can we expect as we get into this marketing year, trying to get out ahead of this thing, and then also addressing issues just about transportation.
And speaking of transportation, I know you've been working like a dog on the rail issues and getting the 2013 crop to market, as well as worrying about what will be a robust crop in some areas as well for this year. Give me an update on how that's coming and your solutions.
Well, continue to be engaged with BNSF. I have tried to have some conversations with CP. I've had a few conversations with them. But BNSF, as indicated early on this season, said that, they're going to commit 500 more locomotives into the system this year. They're also going to put 5,000 more rail cars, grain cars, into the system, which is good. And they're going to hire more workforce to try and run all those locomotives to get them through. And I know that there's a lot of construction out here. We've talked to them about what those timelines are for construction. When can we anticipate and expect velocity to pick back up and capacity? They're double tracking in North Dakota into Montana. They're also making longer sides and creating a better system to be moving trains on and around.
My understanding also, Doug, is that BNSF is going to be out of past dues here pretty quick, so that's good news there. Now, I got to ask you this, because we had your opponent, Brian Taylor, on not long ago, and he was talking about, I guess, Bank of North Dakota doing, loans for more storage and whatnot. Is storage the answer in your view?
Now, if you're intimate with this business, you know right away that unless you need storage, unless you anticipate building storage on your farm, you can't really afford to take on more debt and build storage unless you actually need it. You can't store your way to prosperity. That's an issue. And you can create all the programs you want. You can't afford any more debt. But even if you store it, you still have to move it. So, I mean, from a farmer's perspective, they're scratching their heads saying, I don't need any more storage. I need to sell the crop and service debt. That's part of the reason we stepped up and started working, about a year and a half ago, started working with the Port of Vancouver to address some issues here in North Dakota, understanding that the Port of Vancouver was moving a lot of equipment, industrial supplies, sand into North Dakota for the energy industry. Thought, what a great way to create an opportunity and another option for our producers here in North Dakota, which is you have this backhaul. You're going to have to send these cars back empty. Why do that? Let's find a way. And Port of Vancouver stepped up, and they came out with a proposal, started working with them on this, and it was to look at dedicated rail service where they would build and create load centers here in North Dakota where we could help out those small and mid-sized shippers, those elevators, plus those that are exporting specialty crops, those that want to do identity preservation crops.
Hang on one second, if you would, Doug. If you don't mind, we're going to go to a break here, and I want to let you finish this. Sounds like you got some solutions on the table. Appreciate that. Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, our guest. Dave Berg of American Crystal Sugar on the Beet Harvest later. And more of your calls on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Stay tuned.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are live and on location today. We're moving. We're making radio history today, folks. And the want to thank again our fine chauffeurs all the way to Iowa State, courtesy of our friends Roger Hall, T.J. Hall, Neil Burnoff, Lake and Bart Swanson, appreciate this very much. We're having a great time in the PetroServe USA Go Bison Roadshow today, brought to you by Harley-Davidson of Fargo, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, the South Park Lounge, Teddy Residential Suites. They're, by the way, now in Newtown, Watford City, the best ribs in the West. That South Park Lounge is just the best. Choice Financial, one of the best egg lenders on the planet, and one of North Dakota's finest, as well as Hedolls. We appreciate the sponsorship of our good friends that take us there very much today on the program. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome on the program today. And by the way, I just got an email from a listener who said, I want to go to New York City with you. What's that Farm Bureau trip to New York City all about? The North Dakota Farm Bureau is headed off to New York City in December, and there's nothing like Manhattan at Christmas, I'm telling you. And it's an all-inclusive deal that it's, you know, literally a round-trip airfare from either Fargo or Bismarck, six meals, professional tour, all the good stuff, four nights in the best hotel in New York City, they tell me, the Belvedere. And also, what I'm really looking forward to is the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall. 1933 they started this, and it is a tradition at Christmas. It is, I've seen it. It's amazing. And you get the Holiday Lights Tour, the Rockefeller Plaza, one of the country's most famous Christmas trees. This is an amazing deal. If you want to join my wife Maria and I, I'd love to have you. December 7th, we leave for four nights. NDFB.org. NDFB.org. Click on the events link, and it'll take you there. Doug Goring is with us, and we're going to chat with Dave Berg of American Crystal later on, find out how the sugar beet harvest is going in North Dakota. Doug's out by Monocan and Sterling, chatting with growers. A little wet out there today, a little misty here in the valley. What's it looking like out there, Doug?
Well, we got we're mostly cloudy, but we get some breaks every once in a while. Sun kind of pokes its face through. We're hoping that the wind picks up, the sun comes out, and guys get back to harvesting. They're antsy, and for good reason. We're seeing a lot of this crop breaking down, and it's an issue. We're seeing some quality issues starting to rear its ugly head too. So we're going to have some challenges from here on out, and hopefully the weather cooperates from here all the way into harvest for row crops, too.
Want to give you a chance to finish on, and folks probably saw this in many of the newspapers and TV reports, but Doug held a press conference on Friday that was very well received on this transportation issue. Talk about the Port of Vancouver and its role in getting North Dakota commodities to market, Doug.
Well, we partnered with the Port of Vancouver, started working on this over a year and a half ago to look at dedicated rail service. And since they're bringing boxcars in with supplies, we found what a great synergy where we can turn around and fill those back up with wheat, corn, soybeans, peas, lentils, dry beans, food-grade soybeans, whatever it may be, and backhaul it into the Port of Vancouver where it can be transloaded and put in bulk or even in some situations even into containers and then could be exported abroad. The key to this is it's a backhaul. The other thing is it's going to be put into a unit train type of system with 14 days to merge. So it gives our smaller and mid-size elevators an opportunity to transload it here at load centers in North Dakota, put it into these trains, and send it back. And it's not going to be the answer to our problems, but it's going to provide relief. And you start taking 100 or 200 cars a month of grain out of North Dakota, it frees up those cars, those grain cars, for other elevators and other shipments, and it just provides more and more opportunities. And it should be able to help them compete very well in a global market out there that we're trying to sell into. It's important that we got to do some things with respect to moving product out of North Dakota. We're going to produce over a billion bushels this year in North Dakota. And when you look at how ag supports almost 25% of the jobs in North Dakota, it's important that we find solutions, we find answers to this. And we started on over a year and a half ago. We're happy that it got to this point. The CEO of the Port of Vancouver flew in on Wednesday into Fargo. We did a press conference. We talked about this. It was well received. A lot of questions. I know we still have a container issue in North Dakota that we're going to have to work through and work on, and we're working on that with BNSF, but this is just another solution, another option we can put on the table for a lot of our smaller, mid-sized shippers and for some of our exporters that are moving specialty crops out of North Dakota into Southeast Asia, Latin America, and South America.
Doug, really appreciate the time today, and good work on this one. I know you've been working on it for a while, and really appreciate the fact that we can talk solutions. You know, I mean, really, I get so tired of the belly aching and the sky is falling, and, you know, you got your opponent out there talking about, you know, this is as bad as it was in the 80s. And, I mean, look, we've been on quite a run. Let's be honest. You know, we've been pretty darn blessed, and we all know agriculture's cyclical, and the idea that somehow this is the 80s, that's crazy. It's scary. There's no doubt about it. You know that better than most, that you look at these prices and say, wow, and then you add the transportation issues. There's challenges, but I'd rather people just get in a room, roll up the sleeves, go to work, and you're doing that, and we appreciate it very much. So thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, our guest on What's on Your Mind. All right, friends. We're going to be making a little pit stop in Grand Forks. Going to fill up at PetroServe USA. Got to put some fuel in the bus. And then we're going to pick up Steve Hallstrom so we can talk some more Bison football for the big weekend. It's an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Caller of the day gets a Medora Family 4-pack for the musical. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love, meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.